From Quality Radio Productions, I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the very best in jazz. Welcome to another edition of the Jazz Scene. Solo piano from Marshall Solal. Marshall spelled M-A-R-T-I-A-L in this case. The Duke Ellington classic Caravan from his album Solitude. The Jack Kortner Big Band before that from the album Soundcheck. The album a showcase for trumpeter Marvin Stamm. The band also including the likes of Bill Mays on piano, Jay Anderson on bass, and drummer John Riley. We heard Strike Up the Band, and we began the set and the hour with the Jimmy Owens, Kenny Barron Quintet. Jimmy Owens on trumpet, Kenny Barron piano, Benny Maupin flute and sax, Chris White bass, and on this track, Frederick Watts on drums. The title track from their 1968 release, You Had Better Listen.
Thank you. time to call it a day. They burst a pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You danced a dream through the night. It seemed to be right. Just be. Party's over, it's all over, my friend. The party's over. Time to call it a day. They burst a pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You danced a dream through the night. It seemed to be right. Just be. We'll be right back.
That's the Jerry Mulligan classic Walkin' Shoes, as played by Art Pepper plus 11. Art Pepper featured on alto and tenor sax and clarinet for this release, backed by an ensemble which included such greats as Conti Condoli on trumpet, Jack Sheldon trombone, Russ Freeman piano, Joe Mondragon bass, and drummer Mel Lewis. The album Modern Jazz Classics, released in 1959, featuring tunes from such icons as Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Jerry Mulligan, Thelonious Monk, and Sonny Rollins, all of the tunes arranged by the great Marty Paich. The vocal in the set came from actor-turned-singer Leslie Odom Jr. Fans of Broadway musicals might know that name, as he is best known for portraying Aaron Burr in the smash hit Hamilton. He has left that show to pursue a career as a jazz singer. From his debut release, self-titled Leslie Odom Jr., we heard The Party's Over, with J.A.C. Redford piano, Spencer Wright bass, and Chris Alice drums and percussion. And we began the set with Wayne Shorter on tenor sax from 1964 and his album Juju. Wayne's playing heavily influenced by John Coltrane around this time, and in fact he was backed by two members of Coltrane's quartet of that era, McCoy Tyner piano and Elvin Jones on drums, Reggie Workman rounding out this quartet on bass. We heard the closing track of the release, 12 More Bars to Go. It's The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website for more info and streaming audio, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is The Jazz Scene, program number 1616. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
wrapping up that set and also the hour with Vibes player Bobby Hutcherson. From 1985 and his album Color Schemes, released on the Landmark label, with Mulgrew Miller on piano, John Hurd bass, and drummer Billy Higgins, we heard the standard Whisper Not. Before that, Jim Hall on guitar, in a trio with Don Thompson on bass and Terry Clark on drums, recorded in concert at the club Bourbon Street in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, in June of 1975. Released as the album Jim Hall Live, we heard their take of a Charlie Parker classic, Scrapple from the Apple. And we began our final set of the hour with Hubert Laws on flute, Hubert part of the very talented Laws musical family. From his debut album from 1964 for the Atlantic label, aptly titled The Laws of Jazz, with a young Chick Corea on piano, referred to here by his given name, Armando Corea, also Richard Davis on bass, and on drums, Bobby Thomas, we heard Bimbe Blues. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can, won't you, for another hour of the very best in jazz from the past and present. The jazz scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.